So I'm Pastor Nami, for anyone who doesn't know me. And we are talking about connect groups today. So if you're taking notes, why on earth must I be in a connect group? I already go to church. Has anyone ever said that? Yes? Why on earth must I go to a connect group? We talk about, you know, join a connect group, join a connect group. So why should I? You know? I mean, it's already hard enough to get to church for some people. Getting here this morning was a challenge, but you got here. So having to go to connect group for some people can feel like just another thing to do. It can be overwhelming. So what is a connect group? Most people would be familiar with Bible study, cell group. But connect group is essentially the same thing, but it's really about groups getting together, small groups, usually in somebody's home, sometimes not, on a regular basis, for the sole purpose of walking the journey of faith together, learning the ways of God together, for the purposes of discipleship, for the purposes of encouraging each other and celebrating each other as you go through the ups and downs of life, but also to keep each other accountable to the call and purposes of God in our lives. But here's the thing. Here's one of the reasons why I think you should be in a connect group if you're not. Because church is not a connect group. Who knew that? Church is not a connect group. You see, the thing with church is, like Pastor Stephen says all the time, there are 104 hours that we spend, 104 hours a year that we spend at church. We come to church probably between 1 hour to 2.5 hours at the most on a Sunday. So the time is too little to actually make genuine connections. Unless you meet with people, you know, outside of the Sunday service, unless you're friends or family with those people, you only see them in that time, there isn't much opportunity to form genuine connections. But the other thing with church is this. It's too big. It's too big, and so because it's too big, you can get lost in the crowd. You can fall through the cracks. One of the biggest challenges that come with being in a mega church, like really big churches, is that people get lost in the crowd. I can't tell you the number of people who have said, oh, I used to go to a really big church, but I decided to go to a smaller church because they felt invisible. I don't think there's anything wrong with big churches. I love big churches. But I think it's important to understand that even in a church of this size, you can still get lost in the crowd because sometimes church is too big compared to a connect group. But the other thing is this. On Sunday, there's just too much happening, isn't there? There's just a lot of things happening, especially in the morning. It's hectic. The AV has to do their thing. The cafe has to do their thing. Kids Zone has to do their thing. The worship team. Everybody's moving up and down. I mean, I find for myself, Sunday morning is one of the most stressful days of the week. It really is a stressful. Just getting out of the house is a big job. From the time I wake up on a Sunday morning to the time I get here, I'm asking for prayer all the way from my kids. Can you please pray for me? Because, you know, the level of anxiety is just, you know, some days are better than others, but Sunday mornings are hectic. So what does a connect group have to offer that church may not always be able to offer us? Here's my answer. Training ground. Training ground. Because the thing is, although church is a training ground, like right now, we're in training, aren't we? We're learning things. But when you are in a connect group, you go deeper. You go deeper. One of the leaders at a church in Queensland, St. Stephen's Church, I got something that they had said that I thought was quite powerful. They compared church to group fitness and connect group to personal training. And this is what they said. They said group fitness is good to maintain a general level of fitness. They're fun, they're social. If you've ever gone to any of these classes, you can get to know some people. But if you really want to develop your fitness, if you really want to develop your strength, if you want to go to the next level of fitness, you need to get a personal trainer who will focus on your specific needs. Someone will get to know you and know how you think and operate. And someone will get to know your boundaries and your excuses and help you overcome them. And that is what can and does happen in a connect group. It's a lot more personal than being in church. Think about it. How many people in the service right now do you feel you know personally that are not in your connect group? If you think about all the people that are in here that are not in your connect group, how well do you know them? For most of us, we see each other on a Sunday. It's, hi, how have you been? Good to see you. That's the end of the conversation. Until next time. So that's the difference between church and connect group. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 16 says this. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every word, wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. There's so many beautiful points in that scripture. Five that I want to highlight. Number one, when you are in a connect group, you get the opportunity to be equipped for works of service. Whatever sphere of influence you find yourself in, being in a connect group allows that equipping to happen. Church offers equipping, but connect groups go deeper. Connect groups, secondly, offer the opportunity to become mature. It says, no longer blown here and there by every wind of teaching. Who knows, there's so much stuff out there that we get taught, that we get told. And unless you have the discipline of reading the Word of God for yourself, it can be very difficult to work out what is truth and what is not. And so we get that opportunity to become mature when we are in a small group with other people studying the Word of God. Thirdly, in connect groups, we have the opportunity to hear truth spoken in love. You see, when you're in a small group, you're with people who love you. Generally speaking, they grow to love you. And so they will speak the truth in love. Let me ask you this. How many people in here would you confidently tell, your breath stinks? How many? I know it sounds like a funny question, but it's probably a conversation some of us have had in private, right? But how many would confidently? And I believe that as children of God, we operate under a different government. We do things differently. Whereas some people will say, just mind your own business. When you are under the kingdom of God, you operate differently, under different principles. So love would say you would go to your brother or your sister. I'm not saying I'm brave enough to say that to someone, or that anybody has, been brave enough to say that. I mean, if it's family, they're close to you. You know, if it's your husband, your wife, it's easier, right? But I'm talking about the kind of love that stops saying it's none of my business. Because when you are a follower of Christ, it does become your business. We have a different way that we love. Fourth thing about connect groups is they give us the opportunity to be joined and held together, supporting and growing and building each other up in love. There's growth that happens. I would like you to think about looking back 12 months. Do you think that you have grown? Do you think that you have changed? In whichever way you define growth, do you think you have grown? Connect groups give us the opportunity to do that. Here's the thing, though. Just because you're in a connect group doesn't mean that you will grow. It doesn't mean that you will get the benefits of being in a connect group, because it requires a certain level of willingness to be vulnerable, willingness to speak up, willingness to share. So just being in a connect group in itself doesn't mean that, you know, you will get all these benefits. So, question. Why should I be in a connect group when I come to church on a Sunday? Next reason. Because being in a connect group will give you fuel for your next trip. Next trip. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Unfortunately, it has happened to me. I have run out of fuel before. It's a terrible experience. I won't go into the details of how I ended up there, but it has happened. And running out of fuel is one of the worst things that can happen to you, especially in a highway, especially next to the traffic lights. Worst thing. Especially when the cars behind you don't know that you've run out of fuel and they're waiting behind you so that they can move. Not only is it scary, but it's also irresponsible. So do not get into the habit of waiting until your light flashes orange to put the fuel in. I had to investigate for myself why I would wait until the light was orange. And it was because it was something that I'd learned from when I was younger. I would see someone in the family leave their light till it's orange. And so for me, it kind of became a game until it was no longer funny. Sometimes in our Christian walk, we can run out of fuel. We can get tired of all the religious activity. Ephesians 6, verse 10 says this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, meaning because of all these things, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, meaning it will come, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows, meaning there will be flaming arrows that come at you of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It says that there are rulers. It says that there are authorities. There are powers of this dark world, and that there are spiritual forces of evil. We cannot ignore the fact that there is a spiritual world that is just as real, if not more real, than the physical reality that we know. For a lot of us, we only operate at this physical realm. That's as far as we go. But we are spiritual beings, and there is a spirit realm. So we need to fuel up for our next trip. So we are given clear guidance. This scripture was about the guidance we've been given to say, put on the full armor, because there is spiritual warfare. There is spiritual warfare. We cannot ignore that. You know, it's a nice verse. It's one of my favorite verses, but I can't honestly say how many times I actually think through what that means. When you are in a connect group, you get the opportunity to practice all those things. You see, it's one thing to read, put on the full armor of God on your own. It's another to actually know that there is a battle that you are involved in the spirit realm. There is a battle. Because here's the thing, God has an enemy. And God's enemy is your enemy. You may feel like you don't have enemies, but the scripture clearly tells us that there is a war. There is evil out there. So, it's really important to see the connection between how we do life, how we perceive spiritual warfare, and our connection with other people. We need fuel for your next trip. There will be a next trip. What is that about? It's about that we are on a journey. When you're traveling, you need to stop at the fuel station. You need to stop and refuel. You put water in the car. There's a few things that you need to do. You get some things to refresh you. Why? Because the trip is not over. Unless you are gone and dead from this life, there's still a next trip. And you need something to help you move on to that next thing. The good thing is, even though there is spiritual warfare, we are actually on the winning team. We are on the winning team. Colossians 2:15 says this. This is about Christ. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. I'll read that again. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, the same powers and authorities we've just been talking about, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So on the one hand, we're saying, don't be ignorant about the fact that there is spiritual warfare, and so you need people in a connect group. You need people that can walk that journey with you. On the one hand, we're saying that. But on the other hand, we're saying you actually are on the winning team. You operate from a position of victory. A few years ago, I had a very interesting dream. I saw myself and Pastor Stephen and a few other people standing behind, the way I wrote this is that we were standing behind a wire and we were behind enemy lines. We were where we were not supposed to be, behind enemy lines. And there were soldiers, and these soldiers asked us for our passports. They asked for mine first, then they asked for Pastor Stevens. Then they digitally scanned the passports. And here's the thing. They gave them back to us. But when they gave them back to us, they had a cross on them. And they also had the word Calvary written on them. After which we were given access to cross the enemy lines. And here's what I learned from that dream. Number one, there is a war going on. And sometimes we are on the devil's turf, but he has temporary jurisdiction. Temporary. The second thing, it says that they ask for our passports. What are passports? What do passports do? They give you access. They allow you. They give you the legal right to cross over to the other side. And what I learned about that is you will be asked to defend your faith. You will be challenged to defend why you believe what you believe. The devil did that with Christ. He said, if you are the Son of God, even with Christ, and so with us it will happen as well. But the biggest lesson for me was that the passports were given back, access was given, but it was also, when it was given, there was a cross. And there was the word Calvary, where Christ finished it all. There is something very powerful about understanding the power of the cross in how we walk this Christian life. Connect groups allow us to go deeper with that. Calvary is what gives us access. Calvary, where it all happened. So why on earth must I be in a connect group? Because it allows me to safely launch. It allows me to safely launch. What's launching? Launching is when you send something out, right? You send something out. I'm thinking about this in terms of rockets that, you know, I used to launch satellites. They're powerful engines that allow spacecraft to be blasted into space, right? At incredible speed. So who is launching and what are we safely launching into? What's that about? This is what it's about. You and I are called, every single one of us in this room, we are called to bring good news. We are called to bring good news. The good news of peace. So the thing is, in order to do that, we have to be equipped. We can't go out on our own and do that. Connect groups give us a space to actually launch safely. They give us a space to do that. Romans 10:14 says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That is you and I. It says, how beautiful are our feet as we carry the good news to a world that doesn't know God, that doesn't know Christ. So why are we safely launching? Connect groups give us an environment to actually get the training and the support and the equipping that we need in order to safely launch, in order to fulfill what God has called us to. But this is the thing. In order to safely launch, there are certain conditions that have to be met. And this is what I learned about rockets and launching when I was reading up about it. It says that for best conditions, there has to be preparation. That's what connect groups offer us, preparation. It says that there has to be safety for everyone involved and those in the vicinity before launching. Connect groups allow the opportunity to actually be trained in a safe way. You're in a safe space with people who care about you, with people who can hold you accountable before you can safely launch, because we don't want you to be a danger to those out there. And then it says one of the conditions is that the air temperature has to be right. Not too hot, not too cold, not raining. When you're in a connect group, the conditions can be checked. Sometimes we want to launch out and step out and do something, but you've got everything else in your life messed up. Connect group, the people in your group are able to see things that maybe the pastors or other leaders are not able to see. They're able to say, not yet. They're able to say, maybe we should pray about that. And then finally, it says strong winds have the power to change the direction and trajectory of the rocket. We all face strong winds. So it's important to be in an environment where you can be supported when those strong winds come, because we know that we all face trials and tribulations. If you're in a connect group right now, probably just a few people know what's really going on in your life. Just a few people. And that's the benefit of a connect group. So how do we know that a connect group is healthy? What are the signs of a healthy connect group? It says, offer hospitality. This is from 1 Peter 4, 9. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Offer hospitality. You know, we all go to different, people go to different connect groups. But one thing I've always known about a connect group is it's very welcoming. You come in, there's food, there's, you know, people are happy to see you. It's important. Offer hospitality. It says without grumbling, so your attitude matters. It says each of you should use whatever gift you have received, meaning we have all received a gift. So we must use whatever gift. Some of us are sitting on our gifts. Some of us are waiting to hear God tell us, go, step out and use your gift. But God has already given us, he's already equipped us. Now it's our job to step out. Some of us are waiting for someone to tap us on the shoulder and say, will you do this? But we have already been equipped. So, why on earth must I be in a connect group? I'll finish off with this. I've been a Christian probably 24 years. And in those 24 years, I've been in about 10 connect groups that I can remember. The first connect group I was in was just before I gave my life to Christ. It was a Baptist church. My neighbor went to the Baptist church and she invited me to her youth group. And I went with her reluctantly, but then I met a boy called Isaac. And my commitment level went up because of this boy called Isaac. I don't think he noticed me much, but he's the reason I continued going to Bible, to connect group. My next connect group, you see, the thing is this, some connect groups, most connect groups are very positive. But sometimes you may have a negative experience. And I once had a negative experience. I went, after I gave my life to Christ, very exciting in a Pentecostal church environment, I went back to a connect group with the people at the church, the Baptist church, and I told them about all these experiences that I'd had. I started speaking in tongues, and they told me that is demonic. I was new to this Christian thing. They said that is demonic. And I never, ever explored that part of myself or God anymore until I came to Australia the following year and I went to a church and people were speaking in tongues and I said, how's that possible that that is demonic yet people here are doing the same thing? And then I went to a connect group in Adelaide with Pastor Ray Ledger that Pastor Stephen spoke about last week. And from there, I learned about the supernatural, about the gifts of the Spirit. I learned about worship experiences. Then I went to Canberra. I was not in a connect group, but I had discipleship partners. In Alice Springs, I met a lady called Robin Riley. She was the leader of the connect group. And through there, I learned about prophetic ministry and seer anointing. And then we went to Port Hedland, and I was in a mixed group. And I learned about having generous hearts and love for community. And then I came to Perth, and when we first came here, I went to an over 60s connect group. And that was because I was accompanying my mother. And this was at a different church, Kingdom City. Lovely group of people. But I learned about the passion for God and sisterhood across nations. And then here, I'm part of a family connect with another young couple. So I'm walking this journey with a younger couple. I'm part of the online connect on Zoom. And then finally, that same leader, Robin Riley, I'm part of a group where it's herself and other intercessors from around Australia. And from there, I learned about global ministry and praying into current world events. So what I'm saying is this, Connect Group is not just a social club. Connect Group is going to put you in a space where you learn about what God wants to say about you using other people. So think about that if you're not in a Connect Group. There's some cards there on the chair. If you can have a look, there's cards to fill in to determine whether you want to be in a Connect, you want to lead one, or you want to host one. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to get you to stand and we're going to call up the Connect Group leaders because we have to pray for them. We just need pens. I don't know if we've got people to bring the pens for people to fill in the cards. Could we please get the Connect Group leaders? We've got, I don't know who we've got here from the, yes. We've got Ben and Evina. I'll call them out. We've got Caroline. Angela's not here. We've got Pastor Charlie and Pastor Helen who are going to be running the Alpha soon. Yeah, very exciting. And then there's going to be a prayer connect studying, another online connect, but it's specifically focused on prayer. And then youth connect. So we need David to come up and Claire. Yes, and the music one, of course, Damien.
Let's get right close, everybody. Let's come in.
I'm just going to speak this. This is the prayer for this. Guys, let's give them a hand. These guys do an amazing job leading us. The reason why we want the Connect Group leaders to come up here is because we believe that Connect Group leaders are an extension of our pastoral care. They are the pastors on the ground. They are the ones who know the people in the groups. We don't really know the people in the groups personally, but the Connect Group leaders do. So we just want to pray and recognize what they do and acknowledge it. But I want to pray this Ephesians 1, verse 13. It says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people," that's you guys, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better as a leader. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and in his incomparably great power for us who believe." So let us pray. Church, just reach out your hands. Father, we thank you for these Connect Group leaders. We thank you, Lord, that they are the pastors on the ground. They are the ones who are getting their hands dirty. They are the ones who get to experience the connections in the group. And so we pray, Father, for wisdom. We pray for greater revelation, oh God. We pray, Father, that you may meet them at their point of need. Whatever it is they need, Lord, may they call out to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for their lives. We thank you for their families. We thank you for their dedication. We thank you for their sacrifice. We thank you, Lord. May you see this sacrifice. And so we pray, Lord, even for people in Connect Groups, Lord, that as they journey together with these Connect leaders, that there would be a greater connection and friendship that's formed, oh God. And I just pray, Father, for God whispers for all of these Connect leaders, that they may have a sensitivity to your will and your purpose for them personally and for the groups that they lead. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing. In 2023, Lord, may we do Connect Groups differently, understanding, oh God, that we are on a mission, that we have been given the gospel of peace, that we are there to provide training ground. And so for each of these leaders, Lord, may they see that they are leaders, that they are teachers, that they are shepherds, that they are there, Lord, to teach and provide training ground, to offer love and understanding to the people that they lead. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this be the year not of maintenance, Father, but of multiplication. That, Father, you would multiply our Connect Groups, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that our leaders, Father, would move in the authority of given to them by Jesus Christ. Lord, that our Connect Groups is a place, Father, where there will be healing, Lord God. Father, where people are set free, Lord God, that it is a place where people come, Father, they receive love, Lord God, but they also, Father, will be a place where the gifts, Lord God, would be stirred on the inside of them. Gifts to serve you. And so, Father, I thank you that 2023, Lord God, is the year of multiplication and not of maintenance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please put your hands together for our connection.